Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
Well, I wonder if you're missing the right gifts for some of the important people on your shopping list. And if you are missing some of the great local authors around here have some help for you in the form of their new books that could make perfect last-minute gifts. For instance, Lee Smith's new novel, Guest on Earth. Some people are saying that's her best one ever. Settings at Asheville's Highland Hospital, leading up to the Great Fire of 1948 that took the lives of 9 patients, including Scott Fitzgerald's wife, Zelda. But Smith, through her leading character, Elvinlan Toussaint, who's an orphan from New Orleans, she shows the complex mixture of joy and despair, extraordinary talent and disruption that make up the experience of those who are affected by mental illness. Another local author, Elizabeth Spencer, best known for her classic, The Light in the Piazza, had published her first book in 1948, more than 65 years ago, and she's still going. Her latest book of stories is called Starting Over, and it shows a spirit that is totally in touch with modern times and the challenges and ironies of those who live in them. Great stories. And then there's Chapel Hill's Jeffrey Deaver's new book, The October List. Begins with a young woman's child has been kidnapped for ransom. The kidnapper demands $500,000 and a copy of a document called The October List. Then a fast-moving, entertaining, tricky tale follows, but the most unusual trick is the timing. The October List begins at chapter 35, then goes backwards in time to an unexpected conclusion in chapter 1. Amazing. Jason Mott sets his debut novel called The Return in the fictional town of Arcadia down in Columbus County near Wilmington, where he grew up and still lives. One reason to read The Return is because it's the basis of an ABC series called Resurrection, which premieres in March. A better reason, though, is Mott's compelling storytelling. It's a great sort of a sci-fi kind of thing in which a child dead for 50 years comes back as the 8-year-old he was when he drowned 50 years ago. And of course, there's Alan Gerganus's latest, Local Souls, gotten a lot of national attention. It's actually a collection of 3 novellas. John Irvin, you remember him from GARP, he says Gerganus's storytelling is flawless. Each novella delivers an ending of true force. And another great author, Ann Patchett, says that Gerganus stands out among the best writers of our time. Then there's North Carolina State professor's Wilton Barnhart's Look Away, Look Away. It follows the decline of a contemporary, socially prominent Charlotte couple and their 4 children. Following them to country clubs, museums, mansions, college fraternity, sorority rush parties, and afterwards and then debutante balls, retirement homes, real estate developments, gay pickup sites, homes for unwed mothers, abortion sites, Civil War reenactments, political. Oh man, it's a great book about one of North Carolina's great cities. Then there's Pat Conroy's latest book, The Death of Santini. It's a memoir based on his family and his father's death, covering much of the same ground as he did in his best-selling novel, The Great Santini. That's the book that propelled Conroy to fame and, of course, exposed his father's brutal approach to parenthood. How the Conroy family built new relationships as Santini's death approached is an amazing story. Well, a bonus is that all of these books will be featured on North Carolina Book Watch in the coming season, so you can give the book and tell the recipient that he or she can watch the author on television coming right up. Hope that helps. This is D.G. Martin.